while ago.
Yes, sir.
I was saying if you could look over this week what we had done for our country without this thing I did.
Yeah.
But the country didn't. Along the lines of the summer of discontent you said the other day, but in the week we had to put Ranger on the moon.
You could.
We had responded with unity in Southeast Asia. And we had responded in the Congress 502-2. And we had passed the poverty bill. And we had broken through 5% unemployment. And we had a report from 1,100 corporations and give the figures. Give them a little units any way they could, the 1,100 corporations. And we, in the last 8 months, we'd added 1 million jobs or whatever it was. I'd have in the last week, and in the last 8 months, here's what we've done. But with these county officials, we got to think about really what they're interested in. I don't want to get a defense argument with Goldwater. I don't want to be appearing to answer it back. They're all going to want to. But just say with the help of your government, with the, we have done this with the help of your representatives, or your Congress. Just have about 3 minutes of that, or 4 minutes, say 500 words.
All right, sir.
Along the line of that statement that you had at the ranch,
mm-hmm.
with the Ranger. But I think it was Ranger, and with Vietnam, and with poverty, and about three more like that, you should look and see what they're passing this week. The highway bill, they ought to be interested in that. And the job breaking 5%.
All right.
That but I just say that I've asked you to come here not to tell you how desperate we are, or how defeated we are, or how dangerous things are, but to tell you about what our goals are, what our hopes are, and what our progress has been. I think we pretty well got to come out to reduce taxes, certainly reduce excise taxes. And I think we ought to have a budget under $100 billion. That may start off all the liberals to give us hell.
You don't want to get into that in this, do you?
I don't know. I think that we're going to have to have a budget under $100 billion and cut taxes pretty quick. And I think before he does, before he drives us into it.
Mm-hmm. I think you can.
I'm just talking about what our goals are.
Yeah.
I think you can say our goal is to save the cost conscious program, save the $4.5 billion in the past.
All right.
Find out from McNamara's chart what that shows, what his goal is.
All right.
And I would try to have as our goal to avoid the widening of the wars, avoid the dropping of bombs, avoid the American boys are picking up the burden of said Johnson had an optimistic week, and he didn't say an optimistic. They put that on, but it read good the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it smelled good. The atmosphere was good. You just take that and work with it. I'm worried about my speech in New York tomorrow. Vic Dillon was supposed to be working on it, but he's talking about justice for the Negro, and everybody thinks they've got too much justice now.
They sure do.
What they're worried about is law and order.
Yeah. Well,
now, the backlash, we've got the Roper poll. The backlash is against Goldwater, not against us. In the east of the Democrats, there's 6% that are voting for Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
There's no backlash there. And the Midwest is 3%. There's no backlash there. In the south, there's 26%. There is backlash there. And the west, there's 6%. There's no backlash there. Yet among the Republicans, I get a third of them.
Mm-hmm.
In every section.
Is this Roper?
Yeah.
That's good.
And that ought to be handed out all the time.
I have a meeting at 1 following up that memo down at the ranch with a group of the younger newspaper people, in which I'm going to give them some background on this. Following up that memo about the congressional record, and I'll mention this too, I think. I think it's a good point that it's that the backlash is on Goldwater, not on you.
Well, I think you ought to take 2 sheets from the Goldwater thing, come over and get it, get them photostatted for you. One of them is how the Democrats vote by area, Johnson and Goldwater.
Uh-huh.
That'll show 6-6-3-26.
All right.
Section. Then you ought to show Johnson and Goldwater. And you'll see that I get he gets 50% of the Republicans and I get 27. So he doesn't even get 2/3 of the Republicans.
All right. Yeah.
I haven't figured out what 50 and 27 is, but 77 into 50. Seven times, wouldn't it?
77, no.
Six times. Well, he just gets 60% of the Republicans, 60-odd percent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what percent of the Republicans he gets. Get 64% of the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
64% of the Republicans that have made up their mind are for Goldwater. 36% of those made up their mind are for Johnson. Yet, he's got a bigger backlash all over the nation than I've got even in the South. And the other parts of the country, 6-6-3.
Yeah, he's got a 36% backlash nationwide, and you have 26% in the South. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. 6-6-3 in the other sections.
Mm-hmm.
3 in the Midwest, strangely enough.
Mm-hmm.
6 in the West, and 6 in the Northeast. Now, that ought to be shown to him, pointed out. Another thing ought to be shown to him is it doesn't make a difference who runs for vice president. Nobody costs me any votes to run for vice president except Bobby Kennedy. He adds 2 and costs me 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is I'm 58-27. I believe we're 57-28. Now here it is. Wait just a minute, honey. Johnson 87 in the Northeast, Goldwater 6 among Democrats. Johnson 85, Goldwater 3. Johnson 63, and that's Midwest. Johnson 63 in the South, Goldwater 26. Johnson 87 in the far West, Goldwater 6. So I run the same in the Northeast and the far West, 87-6. The Midwest, 85-3. In the South, 63 to 26. Now, I want you to, bring me the page. I want some more of these photostats, and I'll show you what I want.
If you'd have Juanita photostat those, I'll use them.